I'm Jack Lessenberry. When I woke up the morning after the election, what popped into my head were some lyrics from the song Democracy, written by that greatest of all poets of song, Leonard Cohen. I'm sentimental, if you know what I mean. I love the country, but I just can't stand the scene. And I'm neither left nor right. I'm just staying home tonight, getting lost in that hopeless little screen. I suspected Wednesday morning that many people felt the same way. Cohen wrote that song for an album called The Future, which came out days after the presidential election in 1992. He was not an overtly political writer, though I was told there'd been some thought of using Democracy, one of Cohen's most optimistic songs, as a theme for Bill Clinton's hope-inspiring presidential campaign. In the end, they used Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow instead, which politically made much more sense. Cohen's work is more like life than a campaign, brooding, dark, and laced with sardonic wit. After all, Cohen's song says of a democracy itself, it's coming to America first, the cradle of the best and of the worst. Politicians, we now know, get in trouble when they hint that some of their fellow citizens are among the deplorables. Yesterday I went into a restaurant and saw two women wearing Clinton buttons and crying. I thought sardonically that they probably wanted to stop thinking about tomorrow and everything they feared it would bring. And as I left, I listened to the refrain of Cohen's song. Sail on, O mighty ship of state, to the shores of need, past the reefs of greed, through the squalls of hate. Sail on, sail on, sail on. I've heard Cohen perform that song 3 times in Detroit and listened to it more than once this year. A few days ago, I thought we might manage to come through those squalls of hate pretty much unscathed. But I was wrong. Less than 3 weeks ago, Leonard Cohen's final studio album arrived shortly after his 82nd birthday. The critics were near unanimous that it was among his best. Cohen, again, was not a topical songwriter. Closest thing to a political sentiment I ever heard him express was after another election, when he said he wanted to call down many blessings on the new young president, and especially on his wife. Her name then was Hillary Rodham Clinton. And while his new album has nothing to do with politics, some may find its title curiously appropriate, You Want It Darker. When you listen to its stunning lyrics and lush arrangements, you don't have to be a psychologist to know that this is a message of farewell from a man who is getting ready to die. So I wasn't really surprised when I learned last night that Leonard Cohen had in fact died, apparently yesterday. Nor would I be surprised or disappointed if it turned out he determined the manner of his own death. I have no idea whether he knew about our own political earthquake, but I've been thinking about and listening to the final words of his song. I'm stubborn as those garbage bags that time cannot decay. I'm junk, but I'm still holding up that little wild bouquet. Democracy is coming to the USA.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.